Whether and how the Bloomington City Council tackles some of the thorniest social justice issues in the community may hinge on the outcome of the April 6th election. Depending on the results, up to four new City Council members could be sworn in May. Police funding and reforms, including the Welcoming City Immigration Ordinance, appear likely to resurface during the next 4 years, plus economic inclusivity issues in their many forms. Ryan Denham has this look at each contested race.
In Ward 5 on the city's Near East Side, Nick Becker will face Patrick Lawler. Incumbent Johnny Painter is not seeking re-election. Lawler is a high school teacher and part of the Progressive People First Coalition. They seek to pull the council to the left, joining incumbents Jeff Crable and Jen Carrillo, who are already there. On economic issues, Lawler says he wants the city to continue to support the Small Business Development Center of McLean County, which now has a bilingual business advisor. He also suggests the city start a certification program for veteran, women, and minority-owned businesses, so that list is ready to go if developers need it. Lawler says he's a strong supporter of the Welcoming City Ordinance that, among other things, could restrict how local police interact with immigrants and federal immigration authorities. Social justice groups have been pushing for that measure for years.
If you're on city council, you have an obligation to listen to those groups and be responsive. And I think the same thing when we come to issues of policing, right? And so we do have some of these issues within our community, and I think we need to acknowledge them, and we need to acknowledge the people who are bringing these issues to the fore so that we can kind of start to address them.
His opponent is Nick Becker, a vice president for a data services firm. Becker says the city council's primary focus should be operational, making the city run and function. He says diversity needs to be intentional. An organization must put in the extra effort to, say, get a diverse pool of candidates if that's what it wants.
How the city council impacts that, I don't know that regulating that is our place. You know, I'm very much for both diversity as the general context, but also diversity of thought. The more differing opinions you can bring in and the more differing ideas you can bring in, the more you learn, the more you understand other perspectives, and the more you can really generate efficiency.
Becker does not support the Welcoming City concept, believing the existing State Trust Act and the recently passed Welcoming America initiative provide what's needed. He says the proposed changes that he's seen would severely restrict the ability of the police and reduce the overall safety of the community. As for police reform, Becker says many ideas have already been instituted by Bloomington Police. Other reform efforts, he says, are focused on restricting the ability to operate and reducing funding, things that Becker says he opposes. The union that represents Bloomington police officers has endorsed Becker. Over in Ward 3 on Bloomington's east side, NAACP leader and retired Department of Corrections worker Willie Holton Hulbert will face State Farm Executive and Bloomington Planning Commissioner Sheila Motney. Incumbent Mboka Milamwey is not seeking another term as running for mayor. Motney says diversity is important because it can help the city, through different perspectives, make better decisions. But she says the current city council has spent a lot of time lately discussing social issues. The council recently voted for the city to celebrate Indigenous People's Day. That's a proactive step away from Columbus Day.
I found it interesting, so much passion on both sides about things that happened 400 years ago that we'll never truly know the facts for. I'm really looking forward to helping Bloomington come together and understanding that we have an opportunity for a future that all of us can be proud of, and spending more time in the present and in the future than reflecting back in the sense of making up for things that people feel passionately about that happened hundreds of years ago.
As for police reform, Motney says she's concerned people are unfairly painting Bloomington officers with a broad brush since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Motney says additional funding can certainly be considered for things like behavioral health and other social services.
I don't think relocating the money from the police force now to these other services is where we should start.
Motney was also endorsed by the union representing Bloomington police officers. Her opponent in the race is Willie Holton Hulbert, who's part of the People First Coalition. If Hulbert loses, the city council would not have any black members, despite about 10% of the city's population being black.
I'm not running because I'm an African-American woman. I'm running because I'm highly qualified for this position. Now, I am proud to be African-American, as each of us should be proud of our heritage. I am running for all people.
She says looking at policing through a different lens means involving more social workers and mental health professionals. But that does not have to come at the expense of existing police dollars, she says. Just add money to the budget overall.
And never have anyone ever heard me say anything regarding defund police. That I do not believe in that concept, that language. Is very negative.
In Ward 7 on Bloomington's west side, incumbent Molly Ward is looking for a full term after being appointed to the seat in October. She faces challenger Kelby Cumston. Ward is the director of spiritual services at Carl Broman Medical Center and Carl Eureka Hospital. She says she wants to create a healthier community across the board. That means better access to affordable traditional health care and behavioral health services, healthy food, and healthy recreational activities.
I think it's time that we as a community begin to look at some of the issues of public safety, particularly around gun violence, as a public health issue. As a public health crisis, frankly, that's literally killing people. Unfortunately, we've already had 3 shootings this year in Bloomington, and you know all 3 of them have been on the west side.
Ward says one way the city can support diversity and inclusion is to codify its values to make sure they're not subject to the coming and going of particular individuals. She's a supporter of passing the Welcoming City Immigration Ordinance, and she also supported joining the Welcoming America initiative. Her opponent in the race is Kelby Cumston, a project manager overseeing affordable housing construction and another People First Coalition candidate. He supports the Welcoming City effort, too. Also important to Cumston is economic inclusivity. That includes ending the food desert on Bloomington's west side. A community group is already working to build a grocery co-op on Market Street.
And I think the city needs to do all they can to get involved in that and make sure it becomes a reality.
Inclusivity for all age groups is another priority. Cumston says there are a lot of recreation options for young kids and older adults, but options for teenagers and young adults are limited. That was made clear, he says, when basketball courts were not prioritized in plans for the new O'Neill Park project.
And so I feel like a lot of what gets designed in this town is based on younger youth and then adults.
In Ward 9 on Bloomington's northeast side, Councilmember Kim Bray is not seeking re-election. Real estate agent and State Farm retiree Jim Fruin is running for the seat he held before Bray. He'll face Tom Crumpler, an education professor at ISU. Fruin did not have a long list of prescriptions for the city to better promote diversity and inclusion.
A lot of plates on the table in managing business development, infrastructure, and social issues. You got to keep them all moving.
As for the Welcoming City Ordinance, Fruin suggests the Bloomington Council consider the version passed by the Normal Town Council in 2018. If there's no proposal that will win a majority of Bloomington Council member votes, then he says they should set it aside for 6 months, come back and take a fresh look. His opponent, Tom Crumpler, praises the recent appointment of Michael Hurt as the city's new Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer.
We've certainly made some strides in the 20 years that I've lived here. But, you know, now we want as many voices at the table as possible when decisions for Bloomington are being made.
On the Welcoming City Ordinance, Crumpler says so many versions of that ordinance have circulated over the years, it's difficult to make an informed decision. He said Bloomington police are already following the state's Trust Act.
And so at this point, I'm not sure anything else is needed.
The election is April 6th. Early voting is already underway. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can learn a lot more about what's on the ballot this spring at our voter guide, wglt.org.